Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Call in and speak from 3342 Music off of the Detox album. Yep, you didn't need Dre to finish Detox. He finished it what he started. That is Call In and Speak, Man in the Streets. Call In and Speak. And once again, you are tuned in to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 9, Verse 33. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for music activism and news. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate it. You can feel free to call in at 646-478-0944 and join in with your thoughts. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers before we begin tonight's show. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll get to you as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. I am going to get some of my disclaimers out of the way, such as you can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM at www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter JR1. That's Alfred Porter JR numeral 1. And on Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. with a period. Joseph Motley Jr. on Facebook. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. Then you can check out the www.3342music.com. OPN Radio Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can definitely check out BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio, which is Tuesdays at 3 p.m., Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. That's Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You could YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland's page. I am going to also take the time, because it won't get done before I go to the first phone caller at the 216-804-7462. I am going to at least, yep, the 216-804 phone number. I'm going to at least go to a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment before going to that 216-804 number. And then I check on the 216, the other number that's coming up. But a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Redebuting, number 10, Black Odyssey, Keep Praying. It's getting new buzz and feedback. Number 9, debuting, Sir Knock, the Young World Children's album, has a buzz going. It has not been released yet. Number 8, Millie Mills with a Z, M-I-L-L-Z, a.k.a. DJ Burns with a Z. The Protest Peace Change, which is on YouTube, Protest Peace Change by Millie Mills with a Z. Number 7, Inferno, First Gear. It debuted yesterday. That's the new EP release. Number 6, debuting, back on the charts, Joseph P. Motley Jr. That's his YouTube page. Newest release, More Money. Number 5, debuting, Fallout from the Last Bar for Bar, which happened 2 Saturdays ago. Number 4, moving up, Sheriff Kilroy, iHeartRadio this week, In the Lab with Rip. You can catch it this Friday live from 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 95.9 FM WOVU. Number 3, debuting, VoiceItRadio.com last Tuesday, back to school concert at the East End Neighborhood House, where Cincinnati's Futrell, F-U-T-T-R-E-L-L, performed. I have them on the page of Alfred Porter Jr., Alfred Porter Jr. page, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Alfred Porter Jr., period, sheriff's hat. But Futrell was in all the way from, of course, Cincinnati. Outlaw Jones, Outlaw Jones with a Z. You can find them on YouTube. You could also probably find them on the Facebook page of Outlaw Jones, that's all one word, with a Z, music. Ige Fien performed. You also had on their bill, and they performed, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio was in the house, Man in the Street. Live streamed on all digital platforms. I believe it's Commentary Cleveland for the YouTube page. But it's all the platforms had that back-to-school concert. Number 2 debuting, the East Cleveland Camp Out Against Violence. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, moving to the top, the biggest jump was East Cleveland Weekend, which happened last Friday with a press conference on the census at the library on that Friday. And then on that Saturday, East Cleveland Day with Tammy Kennedy, Joe Legacy, Black House Sounds, he did the music, Charles E. Bibb Sr. and Judge Una Keenan received an award, plus it was a lot of giveaways. There we go. I'm going to go to the first person who's brave enough to dial in. I think they dialed in from 216-804. 216-804, you are on live. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
That's
and
good.
I was just
what
listening to you, and I would say the young man that does the singing, I won't even call his name, but he knows who he is, he should do more of it because he has a beautiful voice.
Mm.
So anyway, I just said I enjoy everything, and you keep up the good work,
no problem.
Getting better and better.
I'm doing my best. I sure will. Thank you so much. Please hold the phone line. I also want to take the time to thank Danielle Woods. It was excellent trip to, hold on, the Asian Lights at the Cleveland Zoo, right off of West 25th. I would advise for people to go down, check it out, take your family. That's something I would definitely look forward to being a part of. Again, the zoo has the Jurassic Park exhibit, but to see everything lit up with the Asian Lights as well, this will be the last weekend coming up for that. So one of those things to think about, it starts from 6:30 to 10:30, 6:30 to 10:30. Now, if you're health conscious and you want to get your work in, walk out in, get there at 6:30 as it opens up, take a walk around the zoo, come back and chill for a little while, and then come back through and I would say start your journey through the park around 7:45 p.m. Enjoy the light show at the Metro Park Zoo. Enjoy that. The Asian Lights, which will be there until the end of this coming weekend. Just one of those to-do things that was very impressive. I'm going to at least take the time and go to the 216-209. 216-209. Everybody, have your thoughts on your processes, so we can immediately get through, and let's see how that goes. 216-209, how are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And man, I'm going to just get right to it. We got a lot going on, man. Still shooting a lot of music videos. We're starting to get a little recognition from some of the songs that we've done in the past. And, you know, and like I said, just trying to build and create and help others build and create as well, too, whatever vision that they got, you know. I'm excited. We got some other stuff going on that I really can't talk about right now that involves a movie. I can say that much. And, man, I'm excited. I done got a lot of good things in works, man. So,
I mean,
It's all positive, and you know, and I don't want to. Oof! But when I'm able to talk, you'll be the first to know.
All right. One thing I would like to bring up, though, because it stood out to me, I noticed that you're getting a buzz not for just the new stuff, but I'm glad you said what you did, because a classic is a classic. You know, they'll talk about things like The Chronic and everything like that. Are the first three Run DMC albums. But I'm noticing that Keep Praying is back in everybody's mainframe. And that's been out for a little while. So I need you to at least speak on how do you feel when you see the fruits of your labor. And it's not like, this... You know.
Oh man, it's great. And first and foremost, I want to say that that particular song and video and everything, it's not out there for us to go and get money off of that. That's just something that we was just displaying the art of and letting people know and saying, hey, we still out here and we still can bring some stuff and on top of all of that, the timing and the things that we were going through, the song was written and recorded many years prior to that. So
wow.
It was just about the timing of dropping it. And I just, you know, I'm excited, you know, because I don't aim to be one of the artists to say, hey, I'm the best artist. I don't aim to be an artist to say, oh, look what I can do, or I just say I done it. I just try to aim to make music from the heart and make sure it's timeless. Because when you have something that's timeless, that means it lives forever, not just for the moment, not just for the second, not just for the hour. You know, I noticed that the music that I not just that I grew up off of, the music that I can go back throughout time and hear. It seems to be timeless because no matter what the decade, what the time period is, it relates and speaks to the times that we are in. And things, you know, nothing is new under the sun. That's how it's done.
I hear you. Well, I appreciate the conversation. And how can people follow you and look for some of your work?
Well, you can start by going to YouTube and typing in BLAQODESSY TV, and you'll find some of Black Odyssey music up there. You'll also find some other work that we shot video for other artists. You also can go to DatPiff, GetRightMusic.com. Those are other platforms, and just type in the same name once you get there, Black Odyssey. And SoundCloud has a few songs that don't have videos to, and it's all floating around, so you can find us out there as well. And pretty much any major platform, Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Thank you so much. Please hold a line, and I'll get one of your songs on within the next probably 15 minutes.
I sure will.
Thank you. And I want to definitely thank the ones who called in tonight. I'm going to get to the 601-513 area code. I will do that phase of it. But I want to thank everybody who at least took the time to call in. My thing is, I find it very interesting that, you know, Jackson administration, Jackson, I apologize. You don't want to do anything or be disrespectful to the reverend. But the mayor, that's it, Mayor Frank Jackson, administration rejected the Cleveland City Council request for full copy of report criticizing Cleveland Public Power, which is very interesting in itself, as Cleveland City Councilman Brian Casey said the past week that Mayor Frank Jackson's administration rejected his request for an unredacted copy of a consultant's report that criticizes the operations of Cleveland Public Power. Now, Casey, who chairs the council's utilities committee, said he was informed via email from the city's law department that the report prepared for Cleveland by New Gen Strategies and Solutions would not be released because it contains trade secrets. Now, about 2 weeks ago, members of the Utilities Committee took issue with the Jackson administration because it provided members with a heavily redacted copy of the consultant's report. Casey asked then that the council be given an unredacted copy for use in its government oversight role. But last week, I believe Casey announced to other members of the committee that the administration had rejected his request. The Jackson administration defended its decision in a statement prepared. I think they sent something back to different news medias, including Cleveland.com, which said, with proprietary and trade secret information, Cleveland Public Power takes steps reasonable under the circumstances to maintain the confidentiality of the information. Statement said, it's reasonable not to release the unredacted information at this time because CPP is not presenting a rate increase to City Council. With limited exceptions, information regarding the current situation analysis was not redacted. The bulk of the redactions involved tactical business plans and the unfinished rate strategy. And the rejection comes at a time when Casey and the committee are conducting a series of hearings to analyze Cleveland Public Power's operations so that council members can be in a better position to conduct oversight of the city-owned utility. Now, the redacted copy provided to City Council was dated May 15, 2019, and cites a litany of problems at CPP, including poor decision-making, a dysfunctional culture, reliability and safety concerns, high power supply costs, uncompetitive rates, and poor finances. The utility was founded more than 100 years ago, provides electric service to nearly 80,000 customers. Now, redacted, that is kind of what, in the long run, got Armand Budish into trouble. Armand Budish released something from the Department of Children's Family Services, and I'll get to my phone caller in just a moment, from the area code of none other than, if I'm not mistaken, 601. I want to make sure I'm calling the right thing out, which I am. And then it'll be followed by a 330 phone call. But I do want to say that to the 601 area code call before that, what I really enjoy about this particular article is Armand Budish would not release all the privy information that was necessary and needed for, I will say, people to know what's going on. It's easy to redact something and say, well, we're not releasing things because it's privy to sensitive information. How sensitive was the Department of Children and Family Services? How sensitive was that information when, I will say, you ended up hiding too much and you still ended up with the feds checking your office three times on Armand Budish, executive? And for those who might say, what does redact mean? Okay, I want you to just picture any book that you love. Some people might know of it. If you had the Bible open in front of you to redact something, and every other word, I took a black marker and wrote over the word, said, here you go, kind of maybe like King James did back when he redacted certain things and rewrote the Bible in his image. I won't get into that. But redacting means you would never understand anything about Exodus. You wouldn't understand the Ten Commandments. You wouldn't understand, and you read about the flood, because I would have taken a marker and defaced your book, and you're not getting any useful information out of it. That's what a redaction is, and it can be used in such a way that I'm hoping that Cleveland City Council will force the issue, grab some cojones, and at least say, wait a minute, we're going to take this issue up with the court. We need more information, because you cannot hold Cleveland Public Power accountable if you don't have the right information. And that's not going for trade secrets with another business. We're talking about citizens finding out what is happening. We're not just talking about the citizens, but we're talking about their representatives, which each council person from each ward is a representative for the citizens. And they're saying, look, there's some malfeasance. Cleveland Public Power has said, yes, there is. You just can't quite tell what it is, because we don't have to let you know anything. I'm going to go to the 601-513 area code, and I'm like this, a 330 with the 689, but I want people to know one thing. Just think how much trouble we would be in right now if the courts hadn't said, wait a minute, Donald Trump, current president, said, I don't want to release my tax information. It involves businesses and yada, yada, yada. And a federal judge said, you can't do that. People have a right, especially if they're in a position to question certain things. You're not above the law. I'm going to go to the 601, see how you're doing. This might be a redacted caller calling me, but 601-513 as I step off of my 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. What's going on this evening with the 601?
Hey, how's it going, Brother Al? This is your presidential candidate, independently running. You have to write me in as a candidate, Michael D. Landingham. How's it going?
I'm doing excellent. And yourself?
I'm all right. Sitting in Applebee's here in Independence, Ohio. Just trying to get some dinner in. So I want to talk to you and the American people just to talk about the events that have been going on recently. And why you should vote for me instead of the other two candidates.
And I'm glad you called me, because you dropped some bombshells about incorporating Black Lives Matter, We the People as a party. Talk to me, please, about what's going on with you.
Well, the message is plainly clear, and not what the other side is mainly talking about, because how can the other side know about more about what we're talking about and not understand clearly about the needs of the minorities of this country? Not trying to negate white America, it's just a few minutes.
Okay.
A few minutes.
Well, the menu, you got to pull it up on your phone.
The menu? Okay. Just give us 5 minutes. We'll come back. Thank you. So overall, it's I believe Black Lives Matter. It does matter. I mean, I'm black, of course. And so, but not just for that alone, just because of the injustice and the brutality that has been treated for over 40-plus years. And that's all we're talking about. You see the divisions, especially within America, especially how it's spread in sports now, because you have mostly black athletes. Thank you so much.
You know,
can't really play sports and then seeing the plight on other African Americans who's trying to really do their very best. So Black Lives Matter, as a presidential candidate, I'm the only one constitutionally that can turn them into a political party without asking for permission. That's why one part of my message is sometimes you have to take the power, take the leadership, and show what you have planned out in order for people to follow you unconditionally. So to turn them into a political power, but to change the name to the new party of the Party of We the People. And so that's what I did. And so people got to play catch up with me, but as long as I take the initiative and the lead, then I'm not worried about the overall narrative of somebody else coming at me negatively.
I got you. I've been around you quite a few times, quite a few to know how serious you are. With that being said, what is our message for a couple of minutes? What would you like to leave for people to hear about you?
Well, me, I'm doing it because I'm one of you who's listening right now, who has been praying and going out there, canvassing and out there debating with other people, because we're tired. And we're tired of thinking that blacks and whites are different or Republicans and Democrats are enemies. We're not. We've been infiltrated by a foreign power, which is Russia. A little bit of China, but mostly Russia. And so that is where we need to look at and say, first of all, we're not enemies. And we need a leader that can speak out on that and on knowing where we need to move forward on together. And I'm the only one. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of other candidates out there that are running for president, but they didn't have a bigger voice in my situation with me and Trump. LandinghamCase.com will show you. LandinghamCase.com will show you exactly what I'm talking about between me and Trump. It's been confirmed by the Secret Service. But overall, my message is about bringing America together through family connections like I did with my black and white family for the past almost 9 years. And it's a hell of a story. And I ask that, you know, I'm from Cleveland, so it started here. The threat of my life started here from this president. So overall, I ask that you research my website, Facebook, everything like that, and I ask Brother Al that you help continue to spread the message of my campaign, of what happened, what I'm trying to do to unite. We need a uniter, and we don't need a divider. That's what we have in the White House. And Americans are desperate for someone more so than Joe Biden, because, honestly, come on. After every gaffe that he said, just imagine. Can you think we can handle 4 more years of a gaffe when it comes to race relations after what Donald Trump has done? Let me just say this. Democrats are doing the same thing as Republicans did when they first voted Donald Trump in. Just not to, okay, people don't want Donald Trump. Okay, so we're going to sell ourselves to go for Joe Biden? if this is about the soul for America, right, then
right.
why should we sell our souls for somebody lesser than what we're promised? That's why I'm running. I'm of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that's all I'm for. And you can, everything is open, you know, for my records and everything, and I'm legally able to run. I couldn't do it by state because of the COVID, and as you heard recently,
yes,
Donald Trump lied about how severe this COVID was. It goes through the air, and we're sitting here in restaurants, all willy-nilly, freely-dilly. No wonder 1,000 people die a day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 9/11 every 3 days, honestly. So I ask for your support. I ask for your vote. My number, my information, everything is real. If you can't get in contact with me, if you can't donate, because now I'm hearing people can't donate. I'm hearing people can't contact me. Donald Trump has sabotaged my campaign from the start, right after he couldn't finish the job on killing me here in Cleveland. December 10, 2018. So enough of the games. Enough of the bullcrap. It's time I ask for all Cleveland, all of Ohio, all of America to support my campaign. I'm open-minded on every avenue on knowing how, what the struggles of what each individual state, each individual city, each individual region of America needs. But we have to do it together. And the only way we know how to do it together is through my campaign. And I ask for your support.
Thank you so much. Michael B. Landingham, presidential candidate. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. Thank you so much.
For America. For America. And please wear your mask, wash your hands, and be mindful. And let me just say this before you let me go. To the Republicans who support this president, black or white, I don't care who you are. You heard what came out with Broad Woodward. You heard that. And for him to use that to my cheerleader, that's the problem. You wearing a dress, dancing around, trying to, you know what I'm saying, pump up the crowd. No, we need a leader to tell us what's going on and how to better prepare us, especially for our kids. If he didn't say nothing about our kids going back to school, we would have been way better off not having almost 100,000 of our kids affected. So I'm just saying, yeah, y'all use your common sense. This is America. We're free, guided men and women. And I ask for your support, and I'll be do the very best that I can without delay.
We appreciate the phone call. I hear it's busy where you're at. Continue on the campaign trail.
Thank you. Y'all stay blessed.
You too. As a matter of fact, I am going to, before going to check out everything, I might as well do this because I see a 330 area code with a 689 at 330. You are on live.
Hello?
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm alive and doing well.
Well, I just wanted to call and say I enjoy listening to your show. I listen every Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And I listen through my cellular phone, and I just wanted to say I enjoyed your show. And that's all.
Thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate you and the family checking us out. May you have an enjoyable evening.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. I can appreciate that phone call, and it's a blessing when families get involved with anything, and that's the truth. Before I play the song that I said I was going to play, I do want to let people know that the East Cleveland Camp Out Against Violence, that is what I said I would discuss more later on. Well, it's that time. The East Cleveland Ward 3 City Councilman, Ernest L. Smith, says, "Sisters and brothers, it is time. Time to get to know our neighbors again. Time to protect the elders again. Time to protect our women and children again. Time to help and look out for the young brothers again. Time to block watch, to keep criminals off of our streets so our children can play outside without the threat of gun violence or drugs around them again. It's time to take back our streets, to turn neighborhoods back into communities. Please join me." That's what Councilman Ernest L. Smith said, and his community partners, consisting of Strong Hands United, the Empowerment Church, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Voice of My People, SOS, Two Hype Youth Outreach and Development, Little African Co-op, New Generation, Brick House Wellness, Cardinal Watch Program, OPN, and many more. And that will be Saturday, September, which is important, the 19th, starting at 4 p.m., going to Sunday, September 20th at noon, at the corner of Hayden and Scioto. That's Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, and S-C-I-O-T-O, to begin this transformation. Now, it's a 44112 area code. That way, if you're going to get the address now, Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, and S-C-I-O-T-O, Scioto, 44112, to reach out for this event, just show up at any time. There'll be two tents out there. East Cleveland Ward 3 City Councilman Ernest L. Smith, 216-925-0957, the People's Councilman. That is what is going on this coming Saturday and Sunday. One of a few things I want to let people know about that, because just added to the bill as of this evening has been Fathers Lives Matter, voiceitradio.com. And if I'm not mistaken, We Up Radio is being worked on by the councilman himself. So with that being said, the one thing that I've learned in life, because I'm a lot older now, so the one thing that I've learned is that sometimes I am not right about everything. So it's at those times, if I even think of them right, maybe I need to stop and do what has happened to the next group. They've gotten a lot of positive buzz over the weekend for a song that is still new. If 99.99% of the world haven't heard of it, you might be needing to push it out a little bit more. Just saying. With that being said, you could drop new things, but always remember to push the old, because you never know what might catch on. And I noticed that this song from Black Odyssey, Keep Praying, has caught the theme again.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying. No matter what, love you, keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
Something, now that I look at it, football started yesterday again. For those who live on the North Coast, there was a lot of promise. The season's not over yet. You got plenty of games to go. We like to lose the first game, but there are plenty of times we've come back as Browns to go on. There were times we went to the playoffs after losing our first game. Most times, though, recently, we lose a game, we're not seeing any playoffs. That's just it, period. Baltimore thoroughly kicked the ass, 36-6. We only scored one time. It was interesting watching the extra point bounce off of the goalpost. And another kick went right. And all I can say is, for those people who want to live in a fantasy that maybe we'll go 15-1, which could happen. I got to play what I'm playing next from Suave Gotti and Kim Ra the Healer and GMS Hood Famous. Just because, maybe. This is for definitely all the diehards out there. Definitely for all the diehards. Out.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The C-Town lights getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God.
God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And the guitar was played by the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band. Wow, so much to say, but not really. I mean, kind of broke even last year, year before, 0-16, and before that, 1-15. Yeah, pretty much very interesting times that we live in, and we'll be on Thursday night, the Browns and the Bengals, the Battle of Ohio. They put that game in prime time of all places. Yep, they did. I have nothing else to say. Going back to yesterday, yesterday was very, very magical day indeed. So I need to send this one out just because DJ Fatty Banks goes out, definitely D and EC. That's that definitely 90s R&B from DJ Fatty Banks. We'll be right back.
Oh, na 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 na. Yeah. Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. Hold on. Good looking, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little joke. Oh. Ooh, yeah. Tell the DJ, play another slow jam for my baby and me. A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I just wait to leave the club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer. What's so occupation? To be honest, babe, I don't care about that.
Nah.
Just where your head at. Think about the weekend in India.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the holiday.
Okay.
I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way.
Okay.
And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day.
Yeah.
I put a smile on your face the moment you heard me say.
Yeah.
Come and talk to me. '90s R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little
Jodeci.
Oh. nothing like the man. I came through, I ain't worried, baby, unless it's about the band. Stay down till I came up, I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Time to have sex. And I keep it playing, baby, that's no doubt. Wanna know everything about you in and out. You in the game and you focus, part of the play, and I notice. You leaving with Dre and you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me. Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking non-kidding. A little joke. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah.
We got it.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. Nice to meet you, baby. Baby, hold on to me. Good look at you, baby. Feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking about Kim. A little Jodeci. Oh, 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 oh.
Because I had such a magical weekend that ended up yesterday, I got to send this out. Anytime you have people who love to listen to a show every week and they listen with their family, it's a peaceful song. Let's do a double play from Fatty Banks on a Sunday.
I wrestle with antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshingness. Went to the church for where my intellect could get. Rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting
I'm
your
itch. I'm carrying this whole vibe. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you, I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I got a rest for my soul, I want everybody to know.
Just to cast out demons. Love is the mission. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound. Lay your burdens down. I know you can find this love.
I'm gonna tarry in this hope I found. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you, I am so free. I have no stress anymore. Now I got a rest for my soul. I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday.
that, let's make things very quick and to the point. Sometimes I need to let people know that there are a lot of things going on with people knowing about COVID-19. There are a lot of evictions going out. There was a rent moratorium that has ended, but have no fear because the Legal Aid Society of Cleveland has said that tenants who have questions about filling out the declaration form, to their at least landlords, please contact Legal Aid or the United Way's 211 Help Link system. So 211 Help Link, which is easy. You could reach out to the Legal Aid Society of Cleveland, Legal Aid itself. I want to let people know that you need to submit the declaration form to your landlords to see if you qualify. Now, they said, please don't be intimidated by the forms. It's a 1 or 2 page declaration. Tenants must meet the following qualifications before at least the proceedings of December 31st, 2020. So ASAP, you have to be making less than $198,000 this year as a couple or $99,000 as a single person. Trying to obtain rental assistance through various government programs. 3, being unable to pay rent because of job loss, reduced hours, or large medical bills. Or 4, the risk of being homeless if evicted. And those things are just making sure that you keep copies of things like the applications for rent assistance, acknowledgments that you applied, applications for possible public housing, applications for unemployment, keeping proof you're enrolled in government benefits. That's just something that can be done ASAP to help out your situation. My thing is, I appreciate everybody taking the time to call in. It's a blessing. If I was to leave you with anything in the world, it's just learn to be honest with yourself first. Once you're honest with self, then it makes it easier to deal with other people. People point at you and you're like, wait a minute, I know this about myself, but I'm working on it. It makes it easier. There have been some times when I wasn't honest with myself. Thought I was. But then I had to look and say, wait a minute. No, this shouldn't be done like this. This and that shouldn't be done like it is. Once you do become more honest with self, it does make it easier to deal with other people, people, places, or things. I'm going to take the time and play this just because I appreciate you for tuning in. I really do. My thing is, I thank you so much on everything. I'm going to just go out on and just say thank you to everybody. That's it. I can say thank you to everybody because you didn't have to tune into this program. That's a good way to leave it. Talk to you all in a little while. You know something? I don't even have to leave out on music. I just want to thank you for tuning in. Peace.
This sounds just like heartbeat, finality, number one contender, number one seed, am I a bracket buster? Indeed, top challenger, and a title holder, unified champion, all belts we own, like the course, let's make it clear, you play 4 seasons, we play all year, UFC cage match with the referees, go to Oakland, beat down little B, his rhymes are flimsy, my words linger, championship ring, one for each. Creator, Allah.
like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals.